Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News AM Fuse, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And what announcements do you have before we jump in today?
We have Read Across America Week coming up March 4th through the 8th. I know Straub Elementary and our intermediate school always kind of have fun weeks and dress-up themes and different things happening that week. So make sure you're definitely checking out your child's school's social media page to find out what's happening. And then just a reminder, spring break is coming up on us. We'll be out from March 29th. Through April 5th.
Actually, we're here today at Mesa County Middle School. We're talking with the four Amazing Shake winners, 1 through 4. All four of them advanced to Atlanta. Amazing Shake's been around for, I don't know, 5-6 years. Service projects, and they go through a round of competition, several rounds with community members, and it deals with public speaking, looking professional, eye contact, a lot of different categories, and a lot of different things that translate. But four girls that are very energetic, very passionate, and are leaders here at Mesa County Middle School.
They definitely are, and you're right. Everything you said about the Amazing Shake, it's, you know, they start off with their passion projects, and it goes from there. And the different debates, I know the one, you know, they go to the gauntlet, which is several kids. But then that next round really goes down. I think they go from like 65 kids to 8 or something. So a big jump there. But the four girls that we're getting ready to talk to today, they've did a phenomenal job. You can see their leadership skills. They really stand out.
And they're going to Atlanta there March 22nd through the 24th. So again, I know Mesa County Schools with Superintendent Rick Ross, you know, they let four kids go. They could easily just let the winner go. So neat to have four kids go and experience that. And some of these kids will remember it the rest of their life.
Oh, they will. And these students say, you know, they start with sixth grade, so they have a couple years to prepare. And by the time they get to that eighth grade year, if they've not been able to go, they're really at it. And they know what to do to work on to help get them to advance along. This program, actually, when it started several years ago, maybe just the winner went, and then it might have got down to two. And now they're able to send four for the past couple years. So great representation for Mason County. And it's always exciting when they're down there. You can follow them on Facebook and be able to see them in the different rounds and kind of keep up to date with how they're doing.
And then finally here, I know Ms. Brumley and Ms. Stanfield kind of spearhead, along with others, but the community support, you know, your office does a lot of these events or has a lot of the same individuals show up. But I mean, there's a ton of community members and business leaders that show up and donate their time to help judge or help in this competition.
They do. You know, that's another thing that I always say, Travis, is just in our position, we couldn't do what we do through the Family Resource Center without the community. And this is another example of the community stepping up. The Amazing Shake would not be able to happen if our community members were not able to volunteer their time and be here to help with it. So we definitely appreciate everyone here in Maysville. They really help us through the school in a lot of different things that help benefit our students. We have with us Addison Cowan, 8th grade student.
Addison finished 4th here in the Amazing Shake competition at Mesa County Middle School. Talk to us about your project.
Okay, so I made Forever to Goes and brought them to the animal shelter here in Mason County. I have all animal shelter dogs, so I definitely feel like this is going to help like the people that get dogs and they don't quite know what to do with their dog yet. So they already have like the stuff to prepare their dog their first night there, and so I think it's definitely going to help them out. I like the way I did my project because I'm able to help other people that may not be able to afford getting those products to their dogs yet their first night.
Now, all you guys' projects, it seems like passion projects you had. So I guess it didn't feel like homework or something you had to do. You were passionate about it and cared about these projects.
Yeah, so I did my project because I got all my dogs from an animal shelter and I wanted to help those other people out because I know when we first got our first dog, we weren't quite sure what to do in what ways, like food-wise and stuff, like treats it needed to be had and like it had to be kept in a cage because it wasn't potty trained. So having these stuff to help the animal before, like if the owner was not prepared before, then they were able to have stuff help them.
Now, walk us through some of the rounds that you thought you excelled in or some of the ones that were more difficult throughout this process.
Yeah, so I definitely liked Work the Room a lot because I got to meet new people and I got to figure out things that maybe I didn't know before. And some of these people, like, I made connections with. Like, I got to learn about, like, my future job. I want to be a nurse, like, a travel nurse. And so there was a guy there from nursing and all. And he helped me out. And, like, he told me about how the things are going to work in nursing school and how you're going to be able to do your future. And I feel like I definitely make a connection with him. And definitely Work the Room was definitely my favorite. But I also like Gauntlet because you kind of just, like Arabella said, you get to let go and you get to be free. You don't have to worry about someone making fun of you because you're doing the wrong thing, but you may know the people in there because you can have even more fun with it even if you don't know them. I kind of think it's silly in there and fun, but that's definitely one of my favorite rounds is Gauntlet.
how do you balance the nerves and all that, meeting, you know, adults or people in the community? I mean, as adults, it's nerve-wracking for adults to talk to other adults or try to make new connections or do those types of things. How do you kind of shut off the nerves and just go into, you know, focus mode and know that you're well-prepared?
Yes, yeah, so I have really bad anxiety, so it really is hard on me. So when I go in there, I kind of just, like, clear out my mind, and I try to forget everything I was stressing about right before I went in there, and it's kind of just, like, a completely different thing for me. And I kind of just want to go in there and have fun and do my best and know that I'm trying and I'm giving it all.
Talk about the anticipation of these rounds. You know, they cut students from, I don't know, the first cut to the second cut to the final four. What was that like, waiting in those moments and the anticipation?
Yeah, so it was definitely very stressful. On that last day of the debate, I was, like, so nervous. I was almost, like, I couldn't, like, stay awake because I was, like, I was nervous. And it kind of got me because, like, last year I got eliminated at the debate. So that's one thing that really got to me. I was like, oh, crap, I'm not going to make it past this debate. I did not do well. But people were telling me I did well, but I couldn't believe in myself that I did well. So the anticipation is, like, it's really hard. So when I heard my name, and they called me first because I was, like, fourth, it definitely let a whole relief out. Like, I was able to let go and just know that, okay, I get to go to Ron Clark. I mean, I made it from 120 girls and boys to this top four. I'm proud of myself at this point.
What did you learn from last year's debate to this year's debate and ultimately advanced to you advanced to Atlanta? But I don't know, what helped you last year, knowing that you fell a little short, still did outstanding, but this year able to get over that hump and go to Atlanta?
Yeah, so last year I definitely was not able to speak up and get my point out. The other girls, they were older than me, and some were even the same age as me or younger than me, and I just thought they were way better than me, and I kind of let them overrule me and run over me because I was kind of scared of them. And so, yeah, that's probably one of the things that definitely got to me last year in the debate, was letting the other people get their point out before me, or maybe not me getting my point out to them.
And then that final six there, you guys have the debate. Talk about the prep work of studying and trying to anticipate questions. You guys didn't know the questions, and being focused and prepared, and because that's a huge moment for you girls.
Yeah, so I stayed up all night studying these questions, and my mom, she did not get any sleep that night. I definitely kept her up all night too. I think she was more stressed than I was a little bit, because she knew that my stress level was high, and when I went in there, and she knew that if I were going to mess something up, like, it's going to hit back on me that I messed this up, oh crap, oh crap. And so she was sitting back there in the back of the room, and whenever I would look back at her, she was squeezing her hands and, like, squeezing the person beside her. She was definitely a lot more stressed than me, I feel, but it is definitely really stressful. And the night before, we had to do lots of homework, and we went in there and kind of feel like it just all that homework really definitely paid off.
Talk about expectations on yourself. Last year, again, you made it to the top six. How do you not put too much pressure on yourself heading into this competition? I know you want to advance to Atlanta, and you are, but how do you balance all that and not try to stress too much and just snap your fingers and get there?
Okay, well, I definitely do stress more than I need to, probably, but I think one way I definitely can calm down is I live on a farm. So when I get to come home and I get to play with my animals and all, I kind of just, like, let it all go. And it's kind of feel like, oh, I don't need to stress about this no more. I have other things I need to be worrying about. And then I'm kind of just, I come to school and I kind of just hope for the best and hope that we don't stress out too much.
Now, that final day, your name's called, you finished fourth. You know, last year's where you fell a little short. Walk us through those emotions of hearing your name called and realizing all your hard work from really the last 2 years in achieving your goal to head to Atlanta.
Yeah, so when I heard my name, I was like, I got goosebumps. And I was definitely, like, really excited and came up to Miss Stanfield. I gave her a hug. And she was like, you did it. Because, like, she knew that I was very stressed out about it. And I feel that if Miss Stanfield was not there, I would not have been able to do and go through this whole thing. She helped me get my stress under control during this whole competition. But also after they called my name, I was just like, oh, it's all done. And I'm just like, I can go to Atlanta and be free because, like, I know I made it this far. I mean, I can have the experience at Atlanta, but I'm not going to pressure myself too hard to get to the farthest round.
Now, expectations heading to Atlanta and I guess the prep work you guys are going to do the next month to prepare.
Okay, expectations. So my mom got to go to Atlanta. So she's definitely told me about how they are and, like, it's fun, but they have an expectation set for you and that's pretty high and it's definitely higher than this school. So I'm definitely a little bit scared because I know that Ron Clark wants you to push yourself the hardest and do better. And it's kind of like here, you're not being as pushed as much. I'm definitely expecting it to be very stressful when you get up there, but I'm just kind of hoping that we all do great and we all kind of let it go.
Next, we have Claire Miller, an eighth grade student.
Claire finished third here at the Amazing Shake competition. Claire, talk to us about your project.
So for my project, I made goodie bags for nurses in the community. I delivered them to Kid Care, and then I also delivered them to a Primary Plus here in Maysville.
And then talk about, I guess, your idea or passion behind the project, and what was your motivation for it?
So I know in healthcare, you can have some rough days. I know there's a lot of different situations that you see that probably aren't very uplifting and encouraging. So I just wanted to bring awareness to that and say, hey, I see you, I see how hard you're trying, and even though you don't get recognized for those little things that you struggle with each day, there is someone there to tell you good job.
Walk us through your expectations heading through this competition. The last 2 years, obviously, you were in it. This year, finishing the top four. What was your mindset when you started this process?
So definitely, like the other girls said, since it's my last year doing it, I really, really wanted to go to Atlanta, and I'm overall a very anxious person, so I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself and noticed not others putting pressure on me, but kind of expecting me to do well. So I definitely wanted to meet those expectations and make myself and other people around me proud.
Talk about some of the rounds that stood out for you, some of the ones maybe excelled, or maybe some of the ones that were more difficult or you enjoyed.
I definitely enjoyed the gauntlet a lot. That's probably been my favorite round the past few years. I love, like they said, the freedom and just the ability to be yourself and really show your personality. I feel like that's the round that allows you to do that the most. I definitely didn't do very well in Work the Room. I expected to do well, but I feel like that's kind of what messed me up. So I definitely think if I were to go back, there's things that I would change. Circle of Doom was also probably one of my favorites because I get to share my opinion on things without having to, like, the debate interject and go against other people's opinions. But the debate was definitely a really fun and different experience that I definitely would not get in any other kind of competition.
Now, what's it like shaking hands with people? And I know some of these rounds you had to have conversations and keep them going and just fill time. And because I know that can be anxious and some people aren't as talkative as other people.
I definitely am a pretty outgoing person. I see myself as that, but definitely when I get put into those situations like the Amazing Shake, I might not portray those skills as well. So seeing those important community members and just looking out into the crowd definitely during the debate and seeing those familiar faces, I really wanted to do well. And there is a lot of pressure put on you, but just like Addison said, it's really cool being able to see how far you've gotten, although you might not advance.
Now, middle school girls kind of get a bad rap for being just middle school girls, we'll just call it. How did you guys kind of, through this process, become closer or cheer for each other? Because you ultimately want yourself to win, but also cheer for your classmates.
Yeah, so I know the group of girls that I had around me are such incredible girls, such a competitive group, but also so supportive of each other. So I think just really putting aside your expectations and saying, you know what, I'm around a great group of girls, and I want them to do well, but I also want to do well. So encouraging them to do their best, but also making sure that you're taking care of yourself and trying to do your best as well.
Now talk about the debate for you, your prep work leading into it, and then, you know, when you finally finished it and how you thought you did.
So there was definitely quite a bit of work that goes into it, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty busy. So fitting in that work and studying those materials was time consuming, and it did take a lot of time for me to sit down and think, okay, I need to do this now, and then I need to find time to study for this. So definitely finding time to study. And I know when I look back at the debate, there's things that I definitely would have changed. And when I just think about some of the answers that I had, I was like, I would like to, if I could go back and change that. But I think definitely getting to this point and saying I stood up in front of a whole group of people and debated with some of my closest friends is just really cool to be able to say that I succeeded at that.
You guys were trying to get in there and answer questions, and I mean, again, it was just like a presidential debate. How do you continue to talk when someone's talking or back off and then try to get back in? I mean, walk us through that whole situation of wanting to be heard but not stepping on your classmates' toes.
Yeah, so definitely Ms. Stanfield and some of the other teachers that help that are over this, they definitely gave us some tips that I really tried to remember going into the debate. My thing was I wanted to keep it short but get my point across, and I didn't want to step on other people's toes too much. So I tried to get my point across in short explanations but still have strong arguments.
Now, walk us through that final day. You guys have the debate, and then I guess you're waiting there after lunch for a couple hours, and you know they have several of your classmates down there, and they stream it on Facebook, and they announce the top four. Like, what's going through your mind and body at that point?
It's definitely really nerve-wracking, and at that point, other people could definitely tell how anxious I was. So just kind of containing myself and, again, saying, you made it this far, you should be proud of yourself. These aren't things that kids usually do, so being able to say that I did this and I placed in the top four is just overall so cool. So I think just reminding myself, you know, you got this far, that's something to be proud of, was one of the main things that I made sure I did.
Now you finished third. What was that like, hearing your name called and realizing you're going to Atlanta, and then all the social media love I'm sure you got from your friends and family?
Yeah, so it was really rewarding to be able to hear that from other people. I know I put a lot of work and stress into it, so to be able to hear other people say, you know, I saw the hard work that you put in, you did great, was really nice to hear after having a really stressful and anxious week.
How close were you four before the competition? I'm sure you knew each other, maybe at classes or sports or activities, but how much closer have you four gotten throughout this process here at the Amazing Shake?
Yeah, so we're all kind of friends. We're involved in different activities together and classes together, but I feel like being able to relate on the fact that we are going to this competition, and us four, it's something special. Not a lot of girls get to say that they did this together. So, you know, studying together and preparing together and even stressing together and just talking about how we feel and how it affects our stress levels and talking about what stresses us out and what we're comfortable with, you can definitely relate and build friendships a lot off that.
And then finally, how excited are you to go to Atlanta here coming up there in March?
I'm so excited. I know my mom's a teacher, so I've been able to hear some of the experiences from Mont Clark. And so just hearing those things and experiences like Bella went last year, and so hearing from her what the experience was like, I'm so, so excited. Of course, we have, you know, pressure and expectations for ourselves to do well, but I've just kind of told myself, enjoy the experience. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing that you get to do. So enjoy it, but do well.
We have with us Arabella Prater, a 8th grade student.
Arabella finished second there in the Amazing Shake competition here at Mexican Middle School. Talk about your project for our listeners.
So for my project, I volunteered at my church to help out with the little kids in the nursery rooms for a few Sundays to kind of learn some leadership inside of a classroom kind of setting to help them further relationships that they had and build new ones.
Now talk about, I guess, what did you have to do with the project to display it or put it together, or I guess walk us through the whole process of, you know, displaying it or, you know, providing it through this competition.
After you do your community service project, you make it in the form of a slideshow presentation where you include what you learned from the project, some problems you had, if you had any, your original idea, if you've had to switch your idea, things like that. Then you include pictures, some things that made you want to do this community service project, and you present that to your reading class. And from there, your teacher picks 15 to 20 students to move on to the Amazing Shake.
Now, last year you advanced to Atlanta. How much did that help you in preparation for going through this process again this year?
Last year, knowing what to expect in a way helped me. Of course, the rounds do switch up throughout the years. It did help me have kind of a more base understanding of what to expect and what I'm going to go through than rather going into it blindly. I know what the rounds are. I know what the judges are looking for. I knew what I needed to do to be the best I can be.
Now, did you have pressure on yourself to get back to Atlanta? And how do you kind of balance that, you know, pressure on yourself without overcomplicating it?
Well, I actually did put quite a bit of pressure on myself to go back to Atlanta, but no one else was really telling me you have to go back. It was really just me in my mind. But I feel like that pressure kind of helped me propel myself to making it back to Atlanta. I used it to build more confidence, or at least pretend like I had the confidence.
I know you guys obviously are going to Atlanta, but I'm sure you maybe had some rounds where you didn't feel like you did as well in, and then that overwhelming anxiety when they put the slides up at the middle school here at the end of the day with Miss Stanfield and, you know, Miss Brumley, who advances. Like, how do you balance that? I don't think I did so hot, I'm not going to advance, but then realizing you advanced.
Well, that is probably the most stressful part, is when the rounds are completed earlier in the day, then you have to wait the rest of the school day till like 2:30 for them to announce who actually advanced. So throughout that period, you have all that time to reflect on the conversations you had. And that kind of can hurt you and make you feel so much more anxious and stressed, because you're like, man, I really could have done this better. I could have said this to make my answer have a deeper meaning.
Talk about some of the rounds. Which ones stood out for you, or ones that you thought you particularly, all you guys excelled, but ones that you feel like you really shined in?
Well, my favorite round was the debate. Not really because I feel like I did the best at it, but just because I like the format of it. I like the way it is. I like to do the debate. I like to kind of share my opinions with people, and I like to talk in the professional manner that the debate holds. So I think that that was my favorite. But I feel like the one I probably did best in was the gauntlet, because that one is so much more fun and you get to kind of feel almost free. Like, people get nervous about that one since it's their first round, but that one is truly the easiest round and the least stressful, because you go in there with people from your community that you probably recognize, some of them, and you have these scenarios that are fun. They're not serious, talking about different things that you have to know information on. They're fun, they're silly, they kind of let you be free, and it's all just really exciting for the first round.
How much confidence have you grown from last year making it to Atlanta to this year? Like, the person starting seventh grade last year up until now getting ready to go to Atlanta for the second time, how have you matured through the Amazing Shake and kind of making you who you are?
Well, through the Amazing Shake, you learn things that you will need to become a better person in your entire life, like leadership skills and confidence in general. Those can really help you in your life. So when I started the Amazing Shake last year, I wasn't as confident or as great of a leader as I am now. I was more shy and timid. I didn't talk as much. Now you can barely get me to shut up. But through the Amazing Shake, I learned things that made me who I am today by learning to share my point, that I have a voice, that I can be confident and still have these things that I need to do to excel in life.
Now, did you guys have top four girls advance to Atlanta, but did you have people in your head like, this is a rival, or this is someone that I think is going to be in the final rounds? Or I know all you guys are competitive, but I'm sure you had a list of people like, these are going to be the people I'm competing against. You don't have to name them, but I'm sure you had classmates.
So I don't know about rivals, but there were definitely people that whenever I spoke to other people who maybe weren't even in the competition, they would tell me who they thought top six was going to be, and then they even went as far to say who they thought their top four was going to be. So all of us girls that made top six even, we all kind of talked about what we've heard other people say about who they think's going to advance. Like I said, I don't know about rivals. I don't feel like there was a rivalry between anyone, but I know there were definitely people who you would think they're going to do really good, and this is what they're going to do good at, so I need to be better at this thing than I am right now so that I can maybe get on the same level as them.
Talk about the last day. Six of you guys were at the debate there that I helped moderate, and then they announced the top four. What was that day like, and waiting to see if you were going to advance?
Well, I think that day was, it was a great day. I think not only because I found out that I made top four, but also just because it was so fun. It was the last day, so there wasn't that stress of, man, I have to do something super serious all again tomorrow with people that I don't know. It was just kind of like a almost relaxing in a way. It was stressful being in the situation, but then afterwards, it was kind of like, whatever happens, happens. There's nothing more I can do now. It's over with, and now it's all in the hands of fate. I got to wear a cute outfit too, so that made it all the more better. But I mean, just being there, the debate is so much fun too. It seems so much more stressful, but it's really quite fun. Then after that, you just have like a sense of relaxation and you're just kind of stress-free for the rest of the day.
How much will last year help you? Made it last year to Atlanta. How much will that help you and a benefit for you? And also sharing with your classmates here, helping them prepare.
Well, knowing that I went to Atlanta, I didn't make it through all the rounds at Ron Clark. Obviously, I only made it to the first two before they made the cut. But knowing what to expect in those rounds even is nice. We do have some of the same rounds as them here at Mason County during our Amazing Shake. However, Ron Clark's, those competitions, those challenges, those rounds are competition to the 10th degree. It is so much more crazy. They have all kinds of props. They have names that you would recognize for some of the rounds. There was a famous actress, Priya Ferguson, who was in one of the interviewing rounds. So that can be really stressful to a person walking in blindly. It was stressful for me last year. But knowing that that's the kind of stuff that Ron Clark can pull out of his magic magician's hat is really makes you feel a little bit better, because you know anything could happen. And now you know what kind of things could happen.
We have with us Ellen Clark, an 8th grade student.
And Ellen actually won the Amazing Shake competition here at Mason County Middle School. Talk about, first off, your project and what that entailed.
For my project, I went to the Ronald McDonald House in Lexington, and I prepared food with some of my fellow FCCLA officers, and we prepared food for everybody that's there. And we also got a tour there, and it was really neat.
Talk about working on your project and putting it together and then going through these stages of the competition.
Well, for me, to work on my project, I made a presentation on Canva. I tried to make it really cute and kind of just really fun themed. And then I presented it to a group in my class. And then when I found out I made it to the gauntlet, I was really excited. I knew that I was probably going to make it to the gauntlet, but it doesn't really make it any less stressful because, you know, it's our last year here, so we kind of only have one more shot to be able to make it to Atlanta.
What were your expectations heading into this competition? Obviously, you won. We've had a couple of years to, I guess, go through it, but expectations when you started this competition and ultimately now the champion?
Well, like I said, this is our last year doing the Amazing Shake, and for me, this is my third year doing the Amazing Shake at the middle school, and I knew that I would have to make it this year if I wanted to compete nationally, so it was really stressful for me, but I also tried to remember to just have fun with it. It's supposed to be a fun process, even though it's really stressful.
Talk about some of the rounds, or ones that you enjoyed more than others, or ones that you're going to remember, you know, 10 years from now.
For me, I loved the debate because I personally am a very argumentative person. I love proving my points, and I love argumentative writing, and just I love speaking with other people. So I would have to say that that was probably my favorite round. And also, it's just a lot less stressful because you would think it would be more stressful, but you know, you've already made it this far, so you just have a little bit left. And I think for me, that was the round I probably excelled the most in. And I also liked the work the room round because I liked being able to hear about where other people worked, and it was really interesting to hear some places I hadn't heard about before.
I kind of ask Arabella this. How do you balance thinking you didn't do so hot in a round, or applying that pressure on yourself, and then, you know, thinking you're not going to make it, and then advancing? Because, and it's human nature, all of us today think we didn't do so hot in some area or struggling, and then realize, you know, someone says we did better, we achieved higher success than we anticipated.
Yeah, so for me last year, the round I was eliminated in was the Circle of Doom round, and I knew that this year that was going to be tough for me because last year I just didn't really do that well in that round. I didn't do bad, but I just did average. And so for me, that day that we were waiting to find out who made it to the debate, I was really stressed. I'm like, I did not do well, I'm not going to make it to the debate, and I was just really disappointed in myself. But then I was so surprised when I heard I made it to the debate, and I was very excited. So I would have to say that being a perfectionist myself, it's hard for me to not look back and see, oh, I didn't do good on this round. And I just kind of have to understand that I can't go back, and I just have to look forward and see what I can do better in the next round.
Yeah, talk about the debate, because you guys had, you know, real world questions that are going on in the U.S. or whether it's local, and you guys are, it's like a presidential debate, trying to get in and out and have different answers and different opinions and trying to be heard. Talk about doing that and just that whole process as eighth graders with esteemed cast of judges there watching you guys.
Yeah, so for me, and I think I can speak for everybody else doing the debate here, is that if you want to excel in the debate, you really have to make yourself stand out. You have to have a different perspective. You can't just repeat what everybody else said. And I think that's a problem with having to go last, especially for maybe some of the younger ones who were in the debate, because I think they kind of had trouble sticking out because, you know, we were maybe a little bit louder than them and they are maybe a little bit shorter than us. So they really had to try and stick out. And for me, I tried to make differing points that maybe other people weren't going to make myself stand out and make sure I got good scores.
You're in the final six there for the debate, and, you know, that 4 or 5 hours waiting for the final results, what was that like? And because you guys had some fierce competition, all six young ladies here at the middle school.
Oh gosh, waiting for the debate was so stressful for me. I did not think that I was going to make it to Atlanta. I was so nervous when I was waiting, when they were announcing who made it to the debate. I was holding my friend's hand so tight that I was literally cutting off her circulation. So it was really stressful for me. And like I said, I was just trying to remember. I made it this far, so I was really proud of myself, but I did really want to make it to Atlanta. So it was really stressful.
And then finding out, you know, they're naming the top four and they go fourth, third, second, first. And, you know, you could have been first, you could have been sixth, you know, and then when they shoot the confetti off and they announce that you finished first, what was that, you know, what's going through your mind and body in that moment?
I just remember that when they announced my name, I just had the biggest smile spread across my face. I was just so excited, and I went up there and I hugged my teacher so tight because I could not have done this without her. She has really been just such a guiding light for me. And also I hugged all of the other girls that were up there because they have been so fun to do the debate with and to practice with. And so I just remember just being so excited and I was so happy. And at that moment, I just had nothing else in my brain.
And then getting home and, you know, social media, whatever you guys have now, apps and whatnot, getting messages and, you know, community members congratulating you and family and friends. What's that like?
It made me feel really good. But to be honest, that night I was just honestly kind of sad because yes, I was going to Atlanta, but it was also over. And even though the Amazing Shake is so stressful, it is also so fun. And it's just fun to have something to do during the week other than just normal classes. So I was like, next week I have to get back to normal classes. And I was like, it's going to be so boring. Because even though the anticipation is nerve-wracking, it's also really just exciting. And so I was excited and I was grateful for everybody's congratulations and all of that, but I was also just a little bit sad, I would say. Not really just upset, but just kind of wishing that maybe it wasn't all over yet.
And talk about the prep work you guys are doing here now until the competition coming up later next month.
Yeah, so we definitely have a lot more time to prepare for this than we had to prepare for the other rounds, because I know for me personally with the debate, we only had one day in between the rounds 2 and 3 and the debate to prepare. And for the debate, you have to have a lot of knowledge about maybe what questions they're going to ask. And we all got really broad topics. So for this, we are coming at least once a week to Miss Stanfield's room. The other day we were practicing our etiquette, and so we just are practicing a lot of things and a lot of skills that we will need to be able to excel at Ron Clark.
And then your excitement level heading to Atlanta?
I'm so excited. I couldn't be happier that I'm going with these girls. They are just honestly an amazing group, and I think that we're all going to do really well, and it's going to be a really great experience for us, and so I'm just over the moon.
We'll wrap up Mesa County News AM Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at Mesa County Middle School talking to the four finalists there for the Amazing Shake. They'll head to Atlanta March 22nd through the 24th. And Ashley, neat to hear their stories. And we've got to get some young males because the top six were all females, but they did an outstanding job, well-spoken. They were very passionate. And, you know, I know they're excited to represent Mesa County Middle School in Atlanta. They've had some outstanding results over the years. Students making it in the top 20. You know, they're students from across the country.
They have. They do a great job. And a lot of that I'll give, you know, a lot of credit to Carrie Stanfield and Savannah Brumley. They really know how to work with these students and how to help prepare them for the Amazing Shake competition in Atlanta. But overall, you know, the students did great. And hearing them kind of talk about what made them nervous and what makes them feel better and kind of all that, I, you know, tuned in to the debate for a minute when it was on Facebook Live, and I had to shut it off. I was like, oh my goodness, like, you know, they're talking over each other and the one's getting louder and they're interrupting the, but it's all that station is, that's what they're supposed to be doing. But the girls, they did a great job at it. And another comment that you made was about the males. Hopefully, I know Kennedy's year when she was here when they first started it, my oldest, we had several males who went for a couple years, but I guess those girls are kind of winning strong in those debates right now. So, but we wish them the best of luck at the Amazing Shake March 22nd through the 24th.
I know they talked about off the air, Ashley, the outfits and stuff, and you have a couple daughters, so we didn't get that on the air, but, you know, new outfits and looking the part and just the excitement level, and we're going to talk to them after they get back from Atlanta about their experience, but, you know, you can just kind of feel the excitement that they have, and rightfully so.
It is. Very excited. I'm so excited for them to go, and I always follow along and kind of keep up to date with what's happening, but yes, I think they're all kind of hoping their moms will get them a new clothing attire to be able to wear to the event, but we wish them nothing but the best of luck.
And then you got a couple announcements before we wrap up.
Yeah, just a reminder that Read Across America Week is March 4th through the 8th, and spring break right around the corner. We will be out March 29th through April 5th.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Gagg saying, have a great Tuesday.